Knife, you know, certain knives.
Okay. What does a woman do after, when the dishes are all dirty, she has to do what to the dishes after you?
Clean them up or wash them.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
And what do you call it when she pours clear water over them to get the soap suds off? She's doing what to them?
Rinsing.
What do you call that cloth that you use in washing the dishes? That's the what?
Dish rag.
Dish rag? And what about the cloth that you use when you dry them? What is that called?
You call that drying cloth.
Drying cloth. And talking about cloths, what about the one that you use, oh, it's a kind of a small cloth that you might use for washing your face when you take a bath?
Face. You know the face cloth.
Face cloth. And what about the bigger one that you use to dry? Okay. What about, we were talking about kitchen a minute ago, that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, that's called a what?
Well, I want to tell you one, maybe the hydrant.
The hydrant?
Yeah, you're very electrical.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right.
What about if it were outside in the front yard? What would
you call it the hydrant.
The hydrant, too. Okay, what about one of these, you've seen these portable water containers, you know, that men who work on the highway use, get water out of? I'm not talking about the container itself, but the thing that the water comes out of on those things, what would you call that?
Well, we always used to call that maybe slang, you know, the nose.
The what?
The nose.
The nose.
Yeah, we call that. You know, you turn it and the water come out.
Have you ever heard people refer to these things that water comes out from as a spigot?
Spigot. Well, different, you know, things like that. You
but
know.
What we've been talking about, the hydrant, some people call it spigot instead of hydrant.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What about if it was real cold one night, you get up in the morning and you turn on the water but nothing comes out, you might say, well, my goodness, it's so cold last night that the pipes
burst it.
Okay. What about if you bought a lot of flour, you might buy one of these great big things, you know, made out of these wooden staves. What do you call those things?
Wait, now, so what?
The flour might come in. That might not come in something made out of paper, but you know, these wooden containers about so high, made out of wooden staves with these round things that keep the staves in place.
A basket?
Well, not exactly a basket. It's made out of, not out of wicker, but out of wood, you know? You just say
a barrel?
Yeah,
something
okay. What about something might be smaller than a barrel that the nails used to come in? You'd say you had a wad of nails. Or something, gunpowder, I guess, used to come in these things. About like that. It looks like a barrel, except it's smaller.
Did powder come in?
Powder and nails.
Well, you could say, most likely getting nailed if it comes in a box.
Have you ever heard people talk about a keg of nails?
Keg. Let me get that right. Keg.
Okay. Well, what about a lot of molasses, or lard, or a large lard can? Have you ever heard that call anything in particular? Have you ever heard people talk about a stand of lard?
Oh yeah, stand.
That's a large can.
Large can, but lard.
Hold about how much, you suppose?
About 25 pounds, lard, or somewhere in that area.
Okay. Well, what about if you had a lot of molasses? You said it had a big jug of molasses, and you wanted to pour some of that into a smaller bottle with a small mouth. What would you probably need to use to put in the mouth of the bottle to keep that stuff from spilling all over the place?
Splurge or hot dog.
Or sometimes people use it, you know, to put in their gas, when they're putting gas in their car to keep the gas from spilling out.
Oh, yeah.
Got a wide mouth, you know.